Simon Tov Kuf Sif Beis. Also, Lishko Boster, Phil of a Beisoi. Person cannot weigh meats. So, big reason that Chazal Asher weighing, because that was a normal part of the process of selling, that they would do it, they would weigh it. So they would do it in a way which is to something which is reminiscent of selling. Chazal also asked, therefore they asked to fill him a base. So even if he's doing his own home, he's not buying and selling. He's doing it to know what he has, etc. Later, kama yavash, he wants to know how much to cook. So Chazal said it's us. Furthermore, even to put it into a scale, so the scales, they used to hang their scales. So one of the places where you would, the problem is that the mice could get to things. If they're hanging from the ceiling, the mice can't get to them. So he wants to hang it on the Kaf Maznayim. Mm-hmm. Figures a great place for them, they can't get there. And so obviously, you can't put it on the Kaf Maznayim, it's going to plot down. So you have to put some type of counterbalance on the other side, some type of weight on the other side. So the mice, you're weighing, even though you have no intent to weigh at all, because your goal is just to hang it in the Kaf Maznayim, still lost. If it's hanging in the place where people usually use it for weighing, so again, it looks like you're weighing. So Chazal said no. Okay, the lishka mona keneged mona is osur. Furthermore, if what you're going to do is you're not going to use weights on one side, you're going to put one portion on one side, another portion on the other side. So you're weighing meat against wheat. Let's try to say it again: meat against meat. So that's still osur. But you're allowed to weigh it in your hand.
So how do you do that?
You can take it and give a feel out of it. It feels like a few pounds, whatever it is. Okay. But the Mishnah Berurah points out, but let's say the guy takes the meat on one hand, it takes a weight on the other hand, and tries to get the point. He feels that they're similar in weight, etc. So that is also. Furthermore, expert butcher, which he can weigh meat in his hand. He's so used to the weight that he could, he will get the right weight just putting in his hand. Feel as also, even that is also. Avol, one kula im hu yudei al chavin derech chati chosoi chatech litro chati litro chatech kedarka ben cheshish. Part of his bikis, it allows him, he knows where to cut to get a certain weight, that's mutter. Because you're not doing any act of weighing. So Chazal asked the act of weighing. So the fact that you're getting an exact weight doesn't bother us. So if he's cutting it in such a way that he gets a certain amount of meat, that's fine. But any type of weighing, Chazal asked. So Tabach Uman, who he can weigh things in his hands, that's a form of weighing, and Chazal asked it. Satav Shabura, Sirkat Ches. Also Lishkol. If you let him shuckle with Mishkol or Rogel, even if he doesn't use regular weights, also Nich Bekaf Kli Oisakin, but that's a Lamachal Shuckle. See, he has a great idea. He said, listen, I'll put meat on one side of the scale, the other side I'll put a knife, or I'll put a Kli, two hammers, right? Two hammers gets me to the right weight. And tomorrow I'll go and I'll weigh the two hammers and see how much they weigh. Right? And I'll know how much it is. Aser. Filachi Aser. Duvda Dachol, who has Alaster, because it's Duvda
Dachol.
Okay. Even though it's Dachol to do it tomorrow?
What?
Even though it's Dachol to go to weigh it tomorrow?
No, he weighed it on Yom Tov.
Oh, I see.
He's going to weigh on Yom Tov meat against a pot.
Okay.
And tomorrow he's going to weigh the pot. And I'll know how much meat it is. So we said before, we did allow him to buy meat without mentioning a price, right? But he can't weigh it. So even if the guy said, listen, I'd like to know how much you took. So let's weigh it against this, this book over here, and put three, one book, two books, three books, four books, big book, small book. Tomorrow we'll weigh the books, we'll figure out how much you took and I'll charge you. So he can't do that. Kasokrana, the filo enomadatik bimishko kolkach. Rak poiches matar moisif kam kenos to come welcome near kashanko. Even if the person is not precise, if it looks like you're getting, you know, it looks like you're doing an act in a way, like all goes into the Isser. I feel that, no, you can't even put it into the scale. So one side of the scale there is one side of the scale there is
one side of the scale
there's meat, the other side of the scale there's weights, even though your goal isn't to weigh it, your goal is to put, hang it up there and hide it from the achbarim, it's still going to be usher. But that's only if it's also if it's hanging in the normal place. It looks like you're weighing. He brings in the Rambam. Rambam is mash for any place where it's hanging as us. Kosu achronim. To like her rock on the noise of the shmurman achborim. Homakam shakal head, I feel like I'm a tluya, but makam as us. This leniency, that if it's not in its normal place, it's mutter to do that. That's talking about a case where you're doing it just to save it from the mice, not because you want to weigh it. So your goal isn't weighing, so it's not a place where you weigh, and your goal isn't weighing, so that's mutter. But let's say his goal is weighing, but he does it in a place that's not normal to weigh. Mm-hmm. That's also because you're not allowed to weigh on Yom Tov. Even it's not in its normal place, it's still awesome. Fill this with mana connected. Mana means a portion. But to learn Kashiation Bosal Khalak, they have meat to divide. See, it's a great idea. So you take a piece of meat here, piece of meat there, piece of meat here, piece of meat there, and you divide it down the middle. Mania Khalak Echo Bikafa, so Shani Bikafa should connect that's for them to make it balanced, to be each person should get their fair share. That's awesome. Okay. Then he said, you're allowed to weigh it in your hands. And how so? If you take it in your hand and you estimate, that feels like a certain amount of weight. This is the only case with Tumutu because he's dealing with, it's an estimation. You know, just, that's all it is. It's just an estimation. This feels like, you know, this amount of, you know, I mean, all it is just a hashor, that's not called weighing something. However, amakech mishkel b'yad achas u'b'yad hasheni bosur l'shayer negan mishkel zosur. If you take weights in one hand and meat in the other hand, you try to get a feel, they feel that there's a similar type of weight. That's weighing something. That's us. And a tabachumon, who is accustomed to weighing things in his hand, so even that is also. Feel is also your gimel. The butcher is used to this. Yudeo lechaven a mishkol b'tzimtzum. He's able to calculate the weight precisely in his hand. So the tabach, who's an expert, his hands are the equivalent of weighing in a scale. This krumah that the butcher cannot weigh it in his hand is in the case where we matter that the person should come into the butcher shop on Yom Tov to buy food. So you don't mention the price it's mutter. You don't mention the idea that you're doing a mekach. So all those required. So also then you say you can't weigh it, but you can't have the butcher weigh it in his hand either. That's all talking about the time of the sale. Alatzim and beis are less than, but if you do it at home, even if the person who's doing it is a butcher, so he's allowed to do it at home. That's not perceived as part of the sale process. Also, this kolabosur b'mayim. You can't weigh it in water. Tanosh kli sheyesh by shenosis. You have a keli which has markings inside of it. The handle chavitzim. It has like some type of an indentation. Benosin b'mayim. You put water in. Umachniach by bosa. Then you add the meat. Hushamayim megiim ad hashenosis. Either come a little yesh b'bosa. So, assuming the specific gravity of meat is pretty much stable, right? So I can figure out how much water it displaces, and what is the weight of the meat by the displacement. So I know that water, which is this amount of size, which is displaced. That amount of wheat, I know, has a certain weight to it. So I'm familiar with that. That amount of meat. Thank you. So I know I can measure how much was displaced, so I know what the weight of the meat is. So that's awesome.
Can be awesome.
If you're not doing it precisely, in a general sense, it's still also could look, your goal is to wait. But he is allowed to cut it in a normal fashion. You can ask for him for pounds worth of meat. His goal isn't, he didn't say weigh it for me. He said, this is what I need. So some are kind of over there disagree with this opinion. I said that you should not mention any type of price or weight involved in the process. Mm-hmm. So you should stay away from that. Now there is one interesting berloch over here. So also Lishkol, he says that I'm Shabura. The filo can I get a kli is also. So you can't even do it against another utensil. You can't ain shumeitz likach baser b'yamtiv mishkol. There's no way to buy meat which has been weighed. Ella sheis mechala shoros tabel. You're forced to rely on the estimation of the tabel. Okay, that's what Chorba seemed to be. But nearly, that Mishabur, it seems to me I have a different idea. Kishen Ritzel Lekach Lismach Halashoros Tabach. I don't. He doesn't want to rely on the calculation and estimation of the butcher. Yerbal Tabach, Alach Tashnei Chalokim Shoven Fi Hasharosa Mikachach Amayan. Marcha Yishkelu Achelik Hasheni Fi Marcha Yishkel Yifrul. He says, listen, I make the following suggestion. I suggest that we cut through this meat over here, two similar cuts. So the pity rest are next to each other, the same piece of, same area of the, you know, of the body where the meat is. It's a rump rose, whatever it is, shoulder rose, whatever it is, and it's two cut right next to each other. And do it, just cut through, but right next to each other, it's going to be the same size. Weigh that one after Yom Tov. You know how much I took. Okay. I did just say the Bir Alocha, also Lishkol. Okay. Zog to the Mechaber Gimel. Ein noikrin neka bebasar besakin litloisaboy. I'll be admutter. So sometimes they would hang the meat. So they hang the meat, they'd make a hole, and they'd act like a hook. And you'd be able to, like a hole, you'd be able to hook a hook through it. So that halacha is you cannot make that hole with a knife. You're allowed to make it by hand. Vim las is by simon. Mutter a fila besachin. If it's to make some type of marking as the simon, that's a mutter even with a knife. So the Mishnah, what's this all about? Tetzvah. The Tloisabot. Losen to a mashal, the fila balabayas la'atzim, in the las is neck of a busser, a shochet, kachiv, all the Tloisabot. Not talking about in the butcher shop. talking about, you know, present at home, even that, you can't. I just want to hang up the meat on the, over there to let it dry out, whatever it is. It has to be different than the weekday actions. That's one shot. And he says, oh, yes, before Shem. They had a dorm more relevant the concept of a Merkur Boston. I don't know, but this halacha is only limited to a concept. A concept is a Shaykhid. The Shaykhid, many times, the Shaykhid was also the butcher. He was selling meat. He makes this hole as a way to act like a handle to allow the person to carry it home. Telling you that he wants to take it home, he needs a nekev to be able to carry it. He cannot make that nekev with a knife, he has to make it by hand. The purpose, reason why Chazal limited you have to do it by hand is to remind you that you cannot do business on Yom Tov. Okay, then he says like this.
Do what on Yom Tov?
Take it home.
Take it home.
Cannot do.
No,
you can't make the hole on Yom Tov because it's
hole.
It looks like you're doing some type of mech. Either because it's uvdil chol or because it looks like mechel gemamker.
A hole for the customer to carry the meat.
Oh. Right. Waiting, Adam.
I think
you
said it where it was.
To make a hole in the people had a minute, they would like sort of like use the Afikarman as a skula. That was a shmir for the house. After the Pesach was over, they'd have to leave over after some of the Afikarman, they would like put a hole through it and then hang it over the door or whatever. So the halacha is, Pesach has to do with Pesach, the lois to hang it up. You'll call Yama Mutter, fill the Masak, and it's Mutter. Become Mugam, lots of a neck of eagle, like Mashulish, could mug and dog with Yesh the Hakram, to make it some form of, you know, looks like a circle or mug and dog with something like that sort. That's already getting too fancy. So it looks like you're trying to make a sign, trying to make a simon, trying to make, you know, represent something like it's like you're writing. As it was Simon, Shal Yachafena, what he wants to make Simon, that people shouldn't confuse his. So his mutter, we said, Philip was Sakin, Yuzayin. He said, we can the rubber of Rahuna, Machate, Athosa, Karnasa, rubber of Rahuna would cut the meat into like a three cornered item, a triangle. Keshahoya, Michelle, a boss at the base, and in some case, he would send meat home. He was away. He'd send with the goy. The meat back home. Hoyerogalas is called Chaticha Balash Shalosh Kronos. So he was the way he said it was he take all the pieces of meat and make them into triangles. But based on your she said, how your simon shaloi told me. Back home, they realized that was the simon and they would rely on it. The everything is fine. Okay, so that's saying what the Philip Basakin, right? For simon purposes, he says, they were talking about there's a difference in a lot when you make the item, you cut it down, the item itself into a triangle, whatever it is, and you engrave a picture of the korban or whatever it is.
Of the what? Korban?
Sorry. That's all I wanted to say. The person wants to make a neck of which is, if you want to shape the meat, that's more. If you want to make the hole in a certain shape, that's us. As with Simon, the Shalichvan, people shouldn't confuse it with something else. Middle of the Hill is saying, the Rebbe had the last currency, we cut it into a triangle. Shall I boss at the base? So he wrote a last is called Chetir Balas Shalosh Kronish. He sent it home, people should know that's from him. So you're doing it, says, Zizayu Simon Shalayu Tom, that was his Simon. Our Oisius is Zizirim also Lassos and Boser, Derek Simon Biyanta. You cannot make your Simon out, it would be some type of a form of a picture or letters, etc. That's going to be also. Awesome.